Our weekly look at sleepers in the 2015 NFL Draft continues with a couple of inside linebackers. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here at the Big Board. And the first guy we're going to take a look at is out of USC, Hayes Pullard, 6'1", 235 pounds. Now, the thing that will jump out on the film is that he's very good at reading the intent of plays. You know, good all-around linebacker. You know, he always finds a way to seem to be in position to make a play. There's a little bit of patience to him, as you can see. He kind of waits for the play to come to him. So he's a read-and-react type of linebacker. But then you see a play there where they bring him up close to the line of scrimmage. He makes a play quickly off the snap. That's, you know, the kind of versatility that he has. You see him dropping in coverage. You know, makes the stop. Very good at securing and making tackles. And then you watch him here, top of the screen, reads the quarterback's intent, gets the pick. That's the kind of skill that makes him a good three down linebacker, as opposed to some of these sleepers, the third day types of picks in the draft, where you're thinking of them as two down linebackers. Pullard still has potential to be a three down linebacker, even though his numbers don't jump off the page at you. I think he can be very effective. The only thing is you want him paired, I think, with an aggressive linebacker next to him, because his tendency is to drop back, read, and then react to the play. So if used properly, if he's got the right guys around him, I think he can be a guy that plays three downs for several years for an NFL team. The next guy we're going to take a look at is a classic two-down linebacker, and that's Tywan Jones from Michigan State. You're going to see here on the film, first play, this is from the Rose Bowl last year, and watch him. He's going to creep up close to the line of scrimmage. He's going to be the first man in there to help set up the safety that his teammates get in the end zone against Stanford. That's very typical of him and his strengths. He's very good at attacking the run off the snap. You can use him as an A-gap blitzer at times, but really, he's a guy with 4.95 speed, so, you know, he doesn't appear to have the speed and the quickness to be a guy who drops into coverage. I mean, you see him make a play on the screen pass, but he's almost lumbering over to the wide side. So that's the one question I have about Tywan Jones. I don't think he can be a three-down linebacker, but as a two-down thumper, I think he's going to be a good fit for somebody. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next week on the Sleepers here on DenverBroncos.com.